The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Money FM 89.3, best of your money.
Welcome to the show all about your money. I'm Michelle Martin. Now, one of the talking points for Budget 2021, especially for online shoppers, pretty much most of us, is the extension of GST to low-value goods from 2023. So where once what you ordered via air or post that was worth less than $400, you did not pay GST on, you will have to pay GST on come 2023. So here's the context. Similar goods brought to Singapore that a domestic business would bring in would be subject to GST because goods imported via land or sea are taxed regardless of value. So those low-value goods that you've been ordering online and which arrive via air or post, though they're not currently subject to GST to facilitate clearance at the border, well, all these changes come 1st January 2023. To help us understand more, Yeo Kai Eng, he's EY ASEAN Indirect Tax Leader, is my guest. Good morning, Kai Eng.
Good morning, Michelle.
How much of a boost, really, will this measure to tax low-value goods add to Singapore's revenue? And how does this dovetail with Singapore's larger tax priorities?
Well, to put it into perspective, we all know that GST on average, contributes to about one quarter of the total tax revenue collected by the government over the past 5 years. So definitely GST is a very important source of revenue for the government. So with this introduction of the GST on low-value goods come 1st January 2023, it should further add to the GST revenue contribution to the government. As to how much...
Is it going to be significant?
Because in terms of the value, right, GST collection is about, in total, is about $11 billion on average. So I'll put this, this is just my guesstimate, it's about, say, about $200-300 million. So a percentage, but not very significant.
Okay, got it. And how does this dovetail really with our larger tax priorities here in Singapore?
Again, this has been mentioned many times. DPM came, in fact, again, in this recent budget, reminded everyone that there's going to be a GST rate hike. It wasn't increased in 2021, but definitely sometime during 2022 to 2025, right? It's likely to be sooner rather than later.
Right.
So again, this is just one component of the overall GST collection mechanism that the government is basically looking forward to basically raise revenue, basically to meet the rising recurring needs.
Now, the move is said to be one that will provide a level playing field for domestic businesses versus their overseas competitors. So do you think it is going to level the playing field for local suppliers?
In a way, to a certain extent, yes. Today, if we buy locally, right, there'll be a 7% GST charge on our local purchases. And of course, if you buy online from overseas suppliers today, that you don't have the additional 7% GST charge. So come 1st Jan 2023, for those foreign suppliers that's going to be GST registered, because the mechanism is such that under the overseas vendor registration regime, the foreign suppliers will actually register for GST and charge 7% GST on the local supply of goods, on the low-value goods to local consumers. It will, to a certain extent, have a certain level playing field in the sense that whether I buy locally or online from someone overseas, I could be paying the 7% GST on my purchases. But maybe just to add, but having said that, right, we all know that besides just the 7% GST component, there's more to it than online shopping, right? We are looking at things like convenience, price, very attractive pricing, the variety. So there are other, factors that they may not necessarily deter people from just moving away from online shopping and just purchasing it locally. So it's not just GST alone that we are looking at.
Yeah, good point. Yeo Kai Eng is EY's ASEAN Indirect Tax Leader. So Kai Eng, Australia, the European Union, New Zealand, they've announced or implemented similar plans. What do you see as key challenges when it comes to the implementation of the GST on these low-value goods here in Singapore?
Yeah, well, I suppose the challenge is that, here we are looking at, under the mechanism is for foreign suppliers that are supplying low-value goods to consumers here to be GST registered in Singapore, right, if they meet the registration threshold criteria. So, of course, the challenge is that we are not dealing with local suppliers, we are dealing with foreign suppliers. So it's always challenging that, if they are outside Singapore, how do you enforce, their compliance, getting them registered for GST, how do you ensure that? So that's going to be a challenge. Of course, for the bigger players, normally they are very compliant. The big overseas suppliers will definitely register for GST. But, you still have a lot of these small overseas suppliers that may not necessarily register for GST in Singapore come 1st January 2023, right? So it's challenging. But again, just to share an experience, when we introduced on 1st January 2020, when Singapore introduced GST on digital services supplied to consumers here, the tax authorities actually, tried to reach out to many of the overseas suppliers, basically informing them that there's this new rule coming into play and basically, giving them all the rules to make sure that they are aware of, and if they meet the criteria, they should be registering for GST. So I would expect that, similar sort of approach will be taken again by the tax authorities in reaching out to many of the overseas suppliers, making sure that they are aware that, this new rule is going to kick in from 1st January 2023, and hopefully getting many of the foreign suppliers to register for GST. These are the local, the foreign individual suppliers that may not be selling through a market platform operator. Yeah.
So the onus will be on the suppliers. Now, when it comes to the imposition of GST on business-to-consumer imported digital services, this was announced in Budget 2018. It affected video, music streaming services, applications, software, online subscription fees. So we hear that, other forms of imported services could also see the GST imposed on them. What could some of these be?
Yeah, so the on 1st January 2020, the OVR, Overseas Vendor Registration Rule, kicked in for supply of digital services to end consumers, right? So it was again announced in this recent budget that this will now be extended to non-digital services, right? So basically, so come 1st January 2023, what's going to happen is you have foreign suppliers supplying whether digital or non-digital services to end consumers in Singapore. And if these foreign consumers are registered for GST, then they will have to charge 7% GST on their services supplied to end consumers. So we all know what are the digital services, right? So for the non-digital one would be things like, online classes, educational services and all that was kind of mentioned as examples quoted by DPM Hing. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. All right, Kai Eng, before we let you go, how do you think this budget positions Singapore for the future? Your views?
I think it's interesting in the sense that this budget basically if you look at the budget, you can put it into three time horizon, right? Basically, it's about now, next, and beyond, right? So for now, basically, the government has continued to provide immediate relief to the hard-hit sectors and households, and of course, extending the job support scheme. And then we look at the next, right? They are investing strategically for growth and press on with the economic transformation in the medium term. They talk about mentioning about the three enablers like growing a vibrant business community, catalyze a wide range of capital, create opportunities, and redesign jobs. And of course, beyond, it's basically building a caring and sustainable home for generations to come. So it's all about now, next, and beyond, which I think, it's a good budget that, basically continue to provide and care for Singaporeans. Yeah.
Great to have you with us. He's Yokai Eng, EY ASEAN Indirect Tax Leader, with me here on Your Money. I'm Michelle Martin.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.